This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. My first song today is by Johnny Cash, and he's singing I Just Thought You'd Like to Know. John R. Cash was born in 1932 and died in 2003. He was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. And I guess if I were to describe him, it would to say that much of his music contained themes of sorrow, moral tribulation, and redemption, especially in the later stages of his career. He became known for his deep, calm, bass baritone voice and the distinctive sound of his Tennessee Three backing band, which was characterized by train-like chugging guitar rhythms. He was a bit of a rebel, but became increasingly somber and humble. And among other charities he was involved with, he gave free prison concerts. His trademark all-black stage wardrobe earned him the nickname The Man in Black. Charlie Rich wrote this song specially for Johnny Cash. This and his songs Behind Closed Doors and The Most Beautiful Girl would have been his most successful. I Just Thought You'd Like to Know is a tale of knowing that his girl has decided to leave for what she says is better things. And he sort of accepts it by wishing her well, still wants her to know he loves her and reminds her what she will be missing.
I just thought you'd like to know, since you've made your plans to go, it's gonna hurt me so to see you go. But I hope you find another love and he'll be good to you. But still and yet I can't forget the things we used to do. I just thought I'd tell you this, I've loved you since that first sweet kiss. It's gonna hurt to miss your tender kiss. But I hope you get to do the things you say you wanna do. But still and yet I can't forget the happiness we knew.
Going to sing Daddy and Home next. Tania Denise Tucker was born in 1958. She's an American country music singer and songwriter who had her first hit, Delta Dawn, in 1972 at the age of 13. Over the succeeding decades, Tania became one of the few child performers to mature into adulthood without losing her audience. And during the course of her career, she had achieved many top 10 and top 40 hits. She's also produced many successful albums. Written by Elsie McWilliams and Jimmy Rogers, the song tells the story of a child who's left home to find a better life and fortune and now realises that they need to go home and see her dad, who is the best friend she ever had and because that is what home is all about.
I am dreaming tonight of an old southern town and the best friend that I ever had. For I've grown so weary of roaming around and I'm going home to my dad. Your hair has turned to silver and I know you're failing. Daddy, dear, oh Daddy, I'm coming back to you. You made my childhood happy, but still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I say I long. Dear Daddy, you shared all my sorrows and joys. You tried hard to bring me up right. I know you'll still be one of the boys. I'm starting back home tonight. Your hair has turned to silver, and I know you're failing too. Daddy, dear, oh Daddy, I'm coming back to you. You made my childhood happy, but still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home.
I reckon I used to think the same thing about my dad when he was here. Hank Snow's going to sing The Wreck of the Old 97. Hank ran away from home when he was 12 years old, joining a fishing boat. For the next 4 years, he served as a cabin boy, often singing for the sailors on board. When he was 16, he returned home, where he began working odd jobs and trying to launch a performing career. His mother had given him a stack of Jimmy Rogers records, which had inspired him, and he ordered a cheap mail-order guitar and tried to learn his idol's trademark yodel. He performed under the name of Clarence Snow until it was suggested he change his name to Hank, as it sounded more Western. The Wreck of the Old 97 was an American rail disaster involving the Southern Railway mail train, officially known as Fast Mail, while it was on the route from Virginia to North Carolina. Due to excessive speed in an attempt to maintain schedule, the train derailed at the Stillhouse Trestle, where it careered off the side of a bridge, killing 11 onboard personnel and injuring 7 others. The wreck inspired this famous railroad ballad, which was the focus of a number of court battles over who originally wrote the song and lyrics. The ballad clearly places the blame for the wreck on the railroad company for pressuring the driver to exceed a safe speed limit.
Give him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, San Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in Spencer on time. Then he looked around and said to his black, greasy fireman, just shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. to Danville in a line on a 3-mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brake, so you see what a jump he made. Downgrade, making 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and scalded to death by the steam. Take warning from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true love. A husband, he may leave you and never return.
You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Johnny Rodriguez is going to sing for us a lovely song called How Could I Love Her So Much. Rodriguez was born in a small town near Mexico. He was the second son of a family of 10 children living in a 4-room house. Growing up, Johnny was a good student in school and an altar boy for his church. He was also the captain of his junior high school football team. When he was 16 years old, his father died of cancer and his older brother died in an automobile accident the following year. The two incidents had a great effect on Johnny and he became a troubled teen. In 1969, at age 18, he ended up in jail. Apparently sang very frequently in his cell and was overheard by someone who put him in touch with singers who helped him advance his career. The then 21-year-old singer arrived in Nashville with only a guitar in his hand and $14 in his pocket, where he joined Tom T. Hall's band and also began writing songs. In this song, the singer is asking his ex-partner's new boyfriend how he could have taken his lover from him so easily when he had put so much effort into pleasing the lady and loved her to distraction. The answer was that he had also done everything to please her, but she's now moved on to another. I guess they sat there for a while, drinking and reminiscing.
As I walked through the door and my eyes met the darkness, I saw him alone at the bar. I went over to him, said, "You may not know me, but I sure do know who you are. But don't worry, my anger was spent long ago, and old as memory remains. But Lord, how I suffer, sometimes I still wonder, and maybe now you can explain. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of the time I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so like you?" He said, "Friend, let me buy you a drink and I'll tell you a story that's sad but it's true. How I loved her and held her till some drifter stole her from me like I stole her from you. I guess no one can order her heart like a soul. Her love like wind. Still all I can think of is finding her true love and asking this question him. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold? After all of the
much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you.
That would have been a bit confusing for them all, wouldn't it? Tex Ritter is going to sing There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder. Tex was born in 1905 and died in 1974. He was an American country music singer and actor, popular from the mid-1930s to the 60s. And he was the patriarch of the Ritter acting family, son John, grandsons Jason and Tyler, and granddaughter Carly. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. In 1936, Tex moved to Los Angeles, where he had his motion picture debut in Song of the Gringo. At age 69, he died from a heart attack, which turned out to be a family problem that took many other members. There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder is a 1944 song written by Jimmy Davis and two others and made popular by Tex Ritter. Really sad that his lady has promised she will write and be back by the new moon, and years later, he's still seeing many new moons, and she has not returned.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and I know love still in my heart. I remember that I'm older, what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed since then. I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. So far apart. You promised you would write me, but so far there's not a line. But still I wait and make believe that someday you'll be mine. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. And so I keep on praying for your safe return someday, and that we'll be the same sweethearts as when you went away. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. This
next song is really quite sad. It's by Tommy Wynette, and it's called I Don't Want to Play House. When Tammy Wynette died in 1998, she was known as the First Lady of Country Music. She was born in 1942 as Virginia Wynette Pugh in a rural county of Mississippi. By the time she was in her mid-20s, the hairdresser-turned-glittering country superstar was on her way to being the first artist in the genre to go platinum. Tammy had more than 20 number one hits, though she's still most widely remembered for her signature songs such as I Don't Want to Play House and Stand By Your Man. I don't know how she actually managed to fit in all the emotions of five marriages. Four of them lasted less than 6 years, with her last one being 20 years with singer-songwriter George Ritchie, who was also her manager. I Don't Want to Play House tells the story of a mum listening to her daughter playing with the boy next door, and what she heard made her realise that what is going on between her and her husband is deeply affecting the children.
Today I sat alone at the window, and I watched our little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing, and then the teardrops made my heart go dim, 'cause I heard his name again. And I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him, I don't want to play house, I know it can't be fun. I've watched Mommy and Daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play house. It makes my mommy cry, 'cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye. And if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play house. It makes my mommy cry, 'cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710. I'll be back next week, same time. The song is called The Wings of a Dove, and it's sung by Ferlin Husky. Ferlin was born in 1925 and died in 2011. He was an early American country music singer who was equally well known for singing traditional honky-tonk ballads, spoken recitations, and rockabilly pop tunes. He also created a comic outspoken hayseed character called Simon Crumb, and he recorded under the stage name Terry Preston from 1948 to 1953. He began acting, appearing on television theatre, and apparently acted in minor parts in 18 movies, including with Zsa Gabor and Mamie Van Doren. Wings of a Dove was written by Bob Ferguson in 1958 and became one of Ferlin's biggest hits. The song alludes to several passages from the Christian Bible about doves sent by the Lord, including a verse about God sending Noah a dove to show him there was hope and salvation. Take care of each other and keep safe.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he
doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.